Welcome back, Warrior fans. Getting ready for the start of hopefully what is an exciting night of Amity Warrior basketball. Girls already took care of their business 50-20 against the Taft Tigers, and now the Amity boys will look to do the same. Warriors will start their normal starting five. Sam White, Zach Blake, Jason Nelson, Kodiak Yeager, and Tyler Parr. For the Taft Tigers, it'll be double zero, a six-foot senior, Caleb King. Number three, a 5'6 senior, Josh Salisbury. Number five, 5'10 sophomore, Eli DeMello. Number 12, 6'1 senior, Jack Stemple. And number 22, a 6'4 junior, Ty Fisher. Ron Huber announcing the starting lineups tonight. Not only handling the clock duties, but covering for Mr. Stearns, who's not here this evening to do the announcing. So the Warriors, you got to think, coming off that game against Blanchette, the conversation that Scott probably had with his team was, when we ran our offense for most of three quarters of that game, we were right in it with one of the best teams in the state. When we had a little lull and they got up by seven, we stopped running our offense, and bad things happen. You just can't get yourself back in a game when you're not running that offense and making sure that you're getting quality shots and keeping the defense guessing each time down the floor. So the Warriors, you know, and I'm trying to remember back to Taft previous years, but I think Stemple's the one that you really have to worry about. Well put together young man. They have him listed at, I think, 6'1". And, you know, he might be 6'1", he might be 6', but he's built like the football player that he is. Stemple's a good football player for the Taft Tigers. Good athlete all around, real strong physical player. And they will, I think, try to get him involved as much as they can, the senior down low. And then Ty Fisher gives him a little bit of length, but he's not a very physical player inside. And I think this is a game where the Warriors have a significant advantage at the guard positions with Blake and White. I think Jason Nelson will give a lot of fits on the defensive end. He's just had a foul trouble. That was one of the struggles last night against Blanchette, was Jason was in foul trouble early in that game and really didn't play much in the first half, only about 4 minutes. Kodiak Yeager getting back into form after being sick with the flu. He missed the game against Willamina. Came back against Horizon, but really hadn't been practicing at all. And so was really not himself offensively against Horizon, missed some shots that normally he doesn't miss. But he looked a lot better against Blanchette last night, especially in the first half of that game. He had 11 points in the first half, really did an outstanding job of controlling the paint against some bigger players, longer players. And so we'll see if he can continue on that tonight. Kodiak, kind of a throwback a little bit. I mean, he'll step outside, knock down an occasional three, but really his game is 15 feet and in. He'll hit that foul line jumper, the elbow jumper, loves to go down, and he stole that tap. And they're going to say that is black basketball. Yeager got the ball on the way up. He's stolen a few taps this year. This is the one was so egregious that it got called. So Taft basketball should be 8 minutes back on the clock. Ron says, hold on a second. He had the clock running there. It was down to 7:42. That'll shorten the game a little bit. So the Warrior fans giving Ron a bad time there. He's got 7:53. Should be 8 minutes back on the clock because no time should go off. And so 7:57. And the official says, we're going to go with 7:57. So I thought it should be 8 minutes because he stole the tap, but they're going to go with 7:57. Here we go. There's a drive by DeMello. Leaves it out on top for King. Now on the wing for Stemple. Stemple hands it to a cutting Salisbury. Salisbury back to King. Right side now, motion offense. They've got a weave going on here kind of on the top. They kick it down on the baseline. Ball's loose. He gets it back. Takes it in strong. Misses that one. And Parr with the rebound in traffic. That was DeMello with the miss. Boy, there were 15 passes right there, I think, on that end of the floor. It's going to be really hard to keep up with. Yeager to Parr. Parr with a little drive. Kicks it in the corner to White. White fakes the three. Little jab step, and he'll take his time. He backs it out by the Warrior head. Warrior's going right to left in front of me here. I'm right behind Mona, who's doing the books here for the boys. Parr, left corner three, no good. Gets his own rebound. That's his second board already of the game. Out on top to White. White penetrates in, hangs in the air, and gets caught. Nowhere to go. Ball loose, and Stemple pushes it ahead. Ball knocked away, and Stemple gets it back. Stemple pushes it ahead to Salisbury on the right wing. Salisbury, man-to-man defense for the Warriors. Out on top to Fisher. Fisher, corner, Stemple, three, good. Jack Stemple with the first basket of the game. A three-pointer from the right corner. Bart Rothenberger, the head coach for Taft Tigers, and he has instilled this motion offense. He wants to get people good looks from the three-point range. There's a miss by White from the left corner. There's a push ahead. Fisher leaking out. Pass off his hands or else he would have had a dunk on that one. Gets it to Salisbury. Out to Stemple. Or to King now. King drives. Kicks it out to Fisher. To Salisbury, back to King. Swings it left side. DeMello with it to Stemple. Another three. Looks good is. So Jack Stemple with a pair of threes. That one contested a little bit. And we see Stemple right away making his presence felt. 6-0 Tigers here early in this one. Warriors with the ball. Jaeger in the right corner. 3-2 zone for Taft. They go high post to Nelson. Down low to Parr. Parr back out to White. On top to Blake. Back in the high post to Jaeger. Nelson right angle with it to Blake. Blake at the Warrior head. Swings it to White. Back to Blake. Blake, 24-footer straight away. No good. White with the offensive rebound. Comes out of there with it. He'll set it back up again out to Blake. Blake, little penetration. Goes all the way in. Draws contact. He'll go to the line. That'll be the first on Fisher. Zach Blake caught that ball about 22 feet out on the right angle. Took one dribble. A long step like he was doing the triple jump and then elevated, saw Fisher coming across, knew he was going to draw contact there and gets to the line. First one halfway down and pops out. Warriors have been struggling at the foul line a little bit of late. Early in this one, 2.5 minutes gone, 6-0, and now 6-1 as Blake hits the second. Taft up on the back of a couple of simple threes. He'll get a little extra attention now from Nelson as Jason comes out beyond the three-point line to guard him. Fisher looks down low to King. King, ball knocked away by White. It'll be Taft ball on the baseline, right side of the key, about 4 feet. Salisbury to trigger it in. Gets it down low to Fisher, and he's fouled by Nelson. So Fisher will go to the line to shoot two. First foul of the game. Coach Nelson saying, where's the foul? He's straight up. Getting a little help from Jamie Stoll there, showing him also. And Coach Nelson actually demonstrating on the official what happened there, that Jason never moved, and that Fisher just jumped back, Fisher just jumped backwards into him. Fisher hits the first free throw. Second one, no good. Jaeger with the rebound. Jaeger brings it up himself, ahead to White on the baseline. Back out, Blake, right corner three, no good. Long rebound. White tips it. King comes down with it. He's trapped in the corner. White grabs it, knocks it off of King's foot and out of bounds. Sammy White with some excellent defense in that low corner there. He and Parr really jumped on that trap quick. Nice communication there between the Warriors. Blake out top with it. Back to White. White takes the angle three. No good. And Fisher with the rebound. Fisher cut off by White and fouled as he was bringing the ball up the floor. That was just too juicy of an invitation there for the Warriors to pass up on. You get the 6'4 kid dribbling high down the middle of the floor. White thought he could steal in there, knock the ball away, but he got a little bit of shoulder on Fisher's hip. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. 7-1 Taft lead as the Warriors struggle on the offensive end tonight so far. Stemple finds DeMello, and DeMello knocks down the mid-range jumper, and it's 9-1. Jaeger takes it all in himself. His shot blocked. Nelson gets the rebound, puts it up and in on the little alley-oop there. Jason with his first basket, first field goal for the Warriors, 9-3. Salisbury wants to penetrate. Now he kicks it over to Stemple. Nelson hops out on him quick. Stemple finds a cutter. DeMello puts it up with the left hand and in on the cut. They've got that offense, that motion offense, running really well right now. 11-3 lead here early in this one. White drives baseline, hangs, misses the lay-in, and the ball knocked out of bounds by Jaeger. Sammy with a great take there, just a little strong on the lay-in, put it hard off the glass. Salisbury ahead to DeMello. DeMello tries to shuffle it. He is fouled on the floor as he tries to hand that off to Fisher. And you can see the Bart Rothenberger influence here. He has these guys playing at a much higher level than they were playing at last year as he works with them in the summer and during the school year. Inbound to Fisher, misses the little jumper, par with another rebound. He's got three boards in the game. Tyler brings it up himself, no pressure there. Gets to the foul line, pulls up from the foul line, buries it. Nice job by Tyler Parr. Takes up what the defense gave him. Got a high-quality shot, 15-foot wide-open look. Against a zone, looks don't always get better than that. Stemple, another three. No good on this one. High for the rebound. Salisbury goes down hard. He's slow getting up. White takes it down the other end of the floor, lays it up. No good. He'll go to the line as King fouls him. Boy, Salisbury really elevated. Got two hands on the ball, but made some contact, I think, with one of his own players, and then went down hard on the floor. Bart wanting to know why there was no call down there, and I think the official is just going to tell him, hey, you know, whatever contact there was, Salisbury initiated by kind of flying through the air there in a kind of a reckless abandon and ended up hard on the floor. He's still rubbing some joints over there. White hits the first. Sammy with one more. It's up and no good. Jaeger battling, can't save it. He knocked that ball away, so Warriors miss another foul shot. Blake and White both have split a pair of foul shots. 5-point game, 11-6. We're going to get Josh Ward in at the next dead ball. DeMello on the right wing finds Stemple in the mid post. Stemple turns and knocks down a little mid-range jumper there. Nelson going the other way fast. Gets it to Parr. Parr starts to drive out to Blake in the left corner. Blake drives baseline, reverse lay it up and in. Zach Blake is sneaky along that baseline. He gets his first field goal of the game, 13-8. Tigers up. Salisbury over to DeMello. DeMello down in the corner to King, knocked away by Nelson and out of bounds. Wart in, and number 23, Caleb Jones, a 6'1 sophomore, into the game. Jones replaces Fisher, so they get significantly shorter and less length out there. Stemple gets it into Salisbury, and he'll set up the offense. Warriors in a 2-3 zone now. DeMello starts to drive, gets it to Salisbury on the right wing. Salisbury goes into the high post, back out to Stemple, right corner three, no good. Wart goes up high for the rebound. Falls to the ground, shuffles the pass off to White. White ahead to Jaeger in the right corner, back out to White. Sammy fakes the three, drives, shuffle pass to Ward off his hands and out of bounds. That is a tough pass to catch. Bounce pass is what you need in there, but Josh just apparently not expecting that pass, couldn't handle it. 2.5 minutes ago, 13-8. Warriors looking for a little life here. DeMello starts to drive, hits Jones cutting. Jones kicks it back out, and they reset. Salisbury with it. Tries to go low. Tyler Parr knocks it away. Stemple gets in the corner. They trap him out there. He goes back to Jones. Jones turns. Pump fake up and misses that one. And Jason Nelson with the rebound. Nelson pushing up the floor hard. Goes past one. Goes into another. Hits the little floater. Can't make it. And Josh Wart had the rebound, and he was fouled by Salisbury. Coach Nelson calling out what he wants from the sideline. Third team foul. That's three on both teams. Just the first on Salisbury. Tyler Parr getting a little official time out there so he can tie his left shoe. Warriors box it up. Wart and Jaeger down low. Parr and Nelson up at the foul line. White will inbound this. Different substitution pattern tonight. Coach Nelson pulled Blake out and brought Wart in. Usually it's Parr that comes out. They go down low to Wart. Wart turns, goes back to the right hand, banks it up and in. Fundamentally sound that young man is. And it's a 13-10 game as the Warriors battle back from being down big here in the first quarter. This was a 9-1 game at one point. Salisbury drives, goes baseline, lays it up, no good. Wart with the rebound. To Parr, Tyler with it. Backing down Salisbury, goes to the foul line. Now he'll kick it cross court to Jaeger. Jaeger out on top to White. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Warriors down three. White out on top against this 2-3 zone. Backs it out, seeing if the zone will come with him. They don't. Now White comes in a little closer. Cross-court pass to Nelson. Nelson down low to Jaeger. Jaeger baseline jumper. Good! Nice ball movement. Very patient. And Tyler's right shoe is untied now, so he'll get another official timeout to tie his other shoe. So we'll have to talk to Tyler about shoe tying techniques, see if we can't figure out how to keep those things tied during the game. Blake in, he gets Sammy a break. So White goes out with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Nice job by Sam running the offense there. Very patient that time down. Didn't force anything and ended up getting a nice little eight-footer on the baseline for Jaeger. Stemple out top, gets it to Jones. He drives out to Salisbury off his hands, chasing it down, saves it, and it rolls all the way across the court, picked up by Jones in the left corner. Out to DeMello, misses the three, and it's off the support above the backboard. 51 seconds left to go in the first quarter. Warriors down 13-12 and the ball. Parr brings it up on the right side. Now to Nelson out top. Nelson fakes left, goes back to Parr. Parr, they're looking for something inside, but they're being patient. Blake goes baseline, back out to Nelson, over to Parr. Parr, top of the key, three-pointer. Good! Tyler Parr with 5 points. And just got to love the way the offense is running here tonight. Lots of ball movement, patience, and the kids taking the shots that you need to take. There's a ball knocked out of bounds off of Josh Wart as he closes out on Logan Mary into the game, 6'2 junior. Warriors stand their 2-3 zone. Blake and Nelson on the top, Jaeger, Wart, and Parr down low. Salisbury kicks it over to DeMello. DeMello down in the right corner to Jones. Jones back to DeMello, swings it to Stemple out on top. Stemple gives it to Mary. Mary back to Salisbury. They just kind of work this around this three-point line. Salisbury trying to drive, can't do it, and there's a reach-in foul on Blake. Salisbury a little out of control. Blake should have just let it go. Instead, he tried to slide in and knock the ball away. He picks up his first foul, fourth team foul on the Warriors. 3.8 seconds remaining in the first quarter. 15-13, Warriors up now. This is a 9-1 game, so that's a 14-4 run. Stemple gets to the foul line, throws up a three-pointer just off the back of the rim. Kind of a crazy shot there. After one, Warriors lead 15-13 against the Taft Tigers. We'll be back after this commercial message on KLYC McMinnville.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Amhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8 minutes on the clock here as we get ready to start the second quarter. 15-13, Warriors came back from a 9-1 deficit to finish that quarter on a 14-4 run to take this two-point lead into the second. It was a quick start for the Taft Tigers as Stemple knocked down a pair of threes. DeMello hit two twos and they were off to the races there, getting some early points, but the Warriors just kept battling back and kept running their offense patiently, doing a good job defensively. One shot and out several times for the Tigers there as the Warriors did a good job on the defensive glass and on the offensive end getting some second chances down there as the Warriors just continue to do a good job both ends of the floor. Sometimes teams are going to come out and knock down some threes early on. You can't get rattled by it. The Warriors tonight keeping their cool and running their offense even when they were down 8. White with it, back into the game. That should have been a kick ball, and finally the official realized it after Mr. DeMello had two dribbles headed up the floor before the official realized what he had seen and blew his whistle. A little delay there. Warriors basketball. White, Blake, Wart, Jaeger, and Nelson on the floor for Amity. Sammy with it against his 3-2 zone now. They give you some different looks, 2-3, 3-2. Haven't seen anything else out of him yet, but Bart will throw all kinds of different looks at you. A very veteran coach. Talk a little bit more about him in a minute. White gets inside, kicks it out to Blake. Blake penetrates the zone. Out to Nelson. Spot up three from the right angle. Good! Jason Nelson hits the three. He's got 5. And the Warriors go up 18-13. Salisbury. Just love the patience of the offense there. Salisbury out top, picks up his dribble 25 feet out. Gives it up to DeMello. DeMello goes inside to Jones, fakes, goes up. Jaeger blocks the shot, Wart with the rebound to White. White pushes ahead to Blake. Blake slows down, takes a 22-footer, looks good. No, a little strong. Jaeger tips it twice and out of bounds. And Zach looking around like, how is there not a foul on that? I got taken out after the shot. And no call there. Zach in a little disbelief, but you just have to shake that off. You're not going to get every call that you should get. You just have to play through it. And that's what Coach Nelson tells him. Zach gives him a little head nod, and he's good to go. Jones with it out top. Doubled there. Throws down in the corner. Stemple for three. Air ball almost. Just nicked the rim. Nelson with the rebound. Nelson bringing it up quickly. Now slows up top of the key. Goes to White. White, 22-footer right angle. Good! Sammy White is shooting the ball well from three-point range the last three games now. And he buries that one. That was a good, clean look. He shot the ball well against Blanchett. Shot the ball very well against Horizon in the fourth quarter. There's a drive and a miss by Mary. Rebound by Wart. Nelson on the right wing, back to White. 24-footer this time, no good on that one. Wart can't get the ball away from Salisbury. He comes flying out of there with it. Takes it in against White, pulls up off the backboard, no good. Wart had it, knocked away. Should have been a foul call, nothing there. Warriors basketball, White with it on the right wing. White out to Blake. Blake drives in, gets to the foul line, hangs, leaves it for Kodiak. Not a very good pass. Kodiak gathers himself, goes up, lays it up in hand. Kodiak Eager with a very strong move. Not a great pass inside. He and Blake were just too close together. Kodiak wrestled to get the ball loose. There's a poke away by Wart. Blake with it in the open court. Blake takes it all the way in, draws some contact, and tries to kick it out. The ball is knocked out of bounds by Salisbury, apparently. So Rothenberger, an interesting coach. He got his feet wet as a varsity coach, really down at Mohawk in the early 2000s. Won a couple state titles down there. Had some outstanding three-point shooters and one of the best point guards you'll ever see in 1A basketball. Salisbury with a steal in the inbound, leaves it for Jones. Jones steps through, lays it up and in. Unforced air by the Warriors there leads to a basket by Jones, his first of the game. 23-15 Warriors. Blake with it out on top. Goes high post, and Wart turned his head. Another unforced air. Jones drives in on Blake, lays it up and in, knocks Blake to the floor. Jones with two quick ones, and Coach Nelson just hands on his hip and giving a little irritable comment or two to a couple of players as they come off the floor as two unforced errors by the Warriors as they throw two passes away. I'm not sure who the first one was intended for. The second one was for Josh Wart. Josh turned his head and was cutting to the basket when Blake threw him the ball in the high post. And so just some miscommunication there. Warriors give up a couple of quick baskets there, and it's a 23-17 game with 5:16 left to go in the second quarter. So Rothenberger was down at Mohawk for a few years there and had a couple of, like I said, state championship teams at the 1A level. The best offense I've ever seen at the 1A level, the two best I've ever seen were Mohawk and Powder Valley. Powder Valley, I'm going to say, what was it, about 09 or so? Just an absolutely dynamic fast break team. Mohawk was a good fast break team, but what they really did is they'd spread the floor. They had an outstanding point guard who could knock down the deep three or take you off the dribble, and they would spread you out with 4 3-point shooters out there with him. So all five guys could knock down the three. The biggest guy on the floor was about 6'2", and they would just shoot the lights out on you. And they would take the quick three, even on the fast break. Warriors basketball coming out of that timeout after a couple of turnovers leading to 4 points. Jaeger high post, turns, misses. Wart with the rebound inside, takes it up. He's too strong, misses that one. Rebound pulled out of there by Mary. Gets it to Salisbury. Salisbury working on White. Now he and there's a, oh my goodness, Salisbury goes between White's legs, accidentally misses a shot. Wart with the rebound, ball knocked out of his hands, and we should have a foul. And I think we do. That's the first time they've called that, but that's about the third time Josh Wart has been hit as he's had that ball well up above everybody else. Should be a sub coming in, Tyler Parr. Parr into the game, Jaeger getting his first break with 4:50 to go in the second. So Nelson will rotate a couple of guys here and try to wrap up the second quarter with his starters if he can. White, Nelson, back to White. Takes a dribble in, picks it up, back to Nelson, goes high post to Parr. Tyler, back to Nelson, takes the three from the left angle. Good! Jason Nelson, 2 out of 2 from three-point range, puts the Warriors back up by 9, 26-17. They go down low, Wart with a steal. He read that one all the way, was able to take it away. Blake at the other end. Goes baseline, leaves it for Wart. Wart with a dribble right to the rim. He's fouled. Josh Wart will go to the line, doing an outstanding job at both ends of the floor as the freshman. He read that baseline pass, came out of the key, jumped out all the way to the three-point line to make that steal in the right corner and then started that break going the other way, and he was the recipient down low as Blake penetrated and got in the ball. Wart puts up not typical Josh Wart-looking free throw there. Misses that one. He'll have one more. 4:20 left to go. Wart with a chance to make this a 10-point lead. Second one, long. Parr with a rebound inside. Hands it to Nelson. Nelson out in the left corner. Kicks it out to White. White drives, leaves it for Parr. Left corner three. Good! Tyler Parr with seven. Or excuse me, with eight in the game now. Outstanding job. Parr got the rebound. White did a great job of penetrating and going right back to Tyler in the corner. Stemple to DeMello. Over to Salisbury. They go down low to Jones. Back out. Fisher drives baseline. Picks it up to Jones. Now out to Salisbury. He penetrates. Gets in deep. Wild underhand shot. Couldn't get it to fall. Parr with the rebound. He brings it up. Gets it to Blake. Left corner. Three-pointer. White. No good. Parr can't get the rebound. He goes over the back of Salisbury. Salisbury did a good job of boxing him out. And Parr couldn't stop his momentum. Came out on top of him. 3:39 left to go in the first half. 29-17 Warriors. Remember, this was a 9-1 game. So it's a 28-8 Warrior run here since that hot start by Taft. Salisbury, right side to DeMello, back to Salisbury on top. They go high post to Fisher. He goes out in the corner to Stemple for three, hits it. Can't give Stemple that open look. He hit his first two, and now Coach Nelson needs a timeout. And Jason, I don't know if he banged his knee against Stemple or something, but he comes off the floor limping, and Coach needed a 30-second timeout to take care of that. That should get I don't know if that's going to get Kodiak or Brian into the game here. Might be Hatch. I think it's Hatch. So Warriors will come back, give Jason a break there. 3:22 left to go in the second quarter, 29-20 Warriors. Finished the story about Rothenberger. Kind of bounced around a little bit and didn't coach for a while, but he's always been involved in basketball. And he's an outstanding basketball mind, great X's and O's guys, very much a system guy. And gets kids to buy into to his brand of basketball. Very intense, but a really nice guy. He also is the athletic director at Taft High School. Really has found a home there, I think. Told me his family's enjoying it there and has really settled down. And so Bart's been around. Everybody that's in basketball circles, 3A, 2A, 1A, knows Bart very well. And his father has coached for over 40 years, Craig Rothenberger at Junction City, the boys there. And so a lot of basketball in that family. Wart, high post, steps inside underneath with the left hand. They're going to get him for a travel. Said he moved his pivot foot before he got that shot off. King back into the game. Coach Nelson saying all he did was jump, stop, and step through. But that's not what the referee saw. 29-20, Warriors up, 3 minutes to go. They go high post to Fisher. Finds King on the left side, misses the jumper. Blake gets the rebound off the floor there. Nobody could get to it. Some good box outs there. Blake with it, top of the key, little penetration, spins, out in the corner to Hatch, to White. White starts to drive, leaves Salisbury on the floor with a little push off there. Blake takes a spot up three, no good off the back rim. Salisbury chases it down, Blake back on defense, gets it to King. Parr gets back on him, they leave it for Fisher, swings it to Stemple. Good job by the Warriors to recover to get out on Stemple quickly. King working on Hatch, ball knocked out of bounds by Blake on the attempted pass to Salisbury. 2:18 left to go. 29-20, Warriors up. Missed some golden opportunities here the last minute or so. See if they can't get back on track here. Just got to be patient running that offense. They've gotten good looks every time. DeMello with it. Goes high post to Fisher. Down low to King. And he lays it up and in. Wart couldn't recover in time. King with his first basket of the game. Good high-low action there. Back to a 7-point Warrior lead. White. Left wing out on top of the center circle. Now they go high post to Parr. Back to White on the left. Parr, high post, takes a dribble. Doesn't want the shot. Back out to Blake. Blake will drive, get inside, up and under with the left hand. No good. Wart high for the rebound. He goes back up. No good. Parr with the rebound. Poked away. Tyler can't chase it down. And DeMello comes out of there with it, throws it to Salisbury, leaves it for King, and he lays it up and in. Nice job of running out there. They cut it to five. Warriors, again, good opportunities, and they just have to be patient. You can't get frustrated. You're not going to make every shot around the basket, but if you're getting the good looks, then you just need to remain patient, keep running your offense, and trust that you're going to get the shot you want. Blake, left corner. Pass was a little low. He had to wait for it too long. White with the drive. Pulls out. Hatch, 22-footer, right angle. Bounces around, no good. Wart with the rebound, puts it up and in! Josh Wart skying for the rebound and laying it off the glass and in. Fundamentally sound, the big guy is down low. DeMello in the right corner. Warriors back up by seven. Hatch with a steal. Hatch crosses over on Salisbury. Pushed from behind, and that'll be a foul. 16 foul. 49 seconds to go. Brian Hatch will put some pressure on you in football and in basketball when he gets in the open field there. Jaeger in, Blake out. 49.4 left to go. Warriors will inbound it. They box it up. Parr and Hatch up tall, up high on the box, excuse me. And Jaeger and Wart down low. They throw it out high to Wart as he pops out, goes down low to Jaeger. Jaeger turns, should be a reach-in foul, and there is on Stemple. That'll put Jaeger on the line to shoot one and one with 46.4 seconds remaining in the first half. Warriors up 31-24. Jaeger, first trip to the line tonight for Kodiak. He's got 4 points. He's had some good looks down low and just hasn't been able to convert down there. The foul line hits the first one cleanly. As he told Coach Nelson, don't worry about my shooting percentage in practice, Coach. I'm a gamer. Second one, buries them both. Kodiak with two big free throws, extends the lead up to 9. DeMello out to Salisbury, back to DeMello right wing. Go down to the corner to Stemple, back to DeMello. Swings it out to Salisbury. Salisbury crosses over, gets inside, kicks it out in the corner. Stemple for 3. No good. Fisher high for the rebound, loses it. White comes out of there with the steal. White to Parr, goes into the mid post to Wart. He turns, lays it up, and no good. Gets it back. Reverse lay-in, no good. Jaeger puts it up and in. Kodiak Jaeger helping out the freshman. Finishing up the garbage in there as he's just hanging around the rim. Wart's reverse lay-in wouldn't go. He was right underneath the basket. Warriors up 35-24, 3 seconds. Stemple puts up a deep three, air ball. That's the end of the first half. The Warriors were up 15-13 after one. Extend that to an 11-point lead, 35-24 at halftime against the Taft Tigers. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KOYC. We'll be back after these messages.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Good job by stunting by the Warrior cheerleaders. Getting the student section fired up a little bit. Not a huge crowd on hand tonight. Tuesday night against Taft doesn't generally generate a tremendous amount of audience here in Amity. If it was a Friday, there'd be a little bit more. If it was Dayton, it wouldn't matter what night of the week it was. We got about 9 minutes to go here at halftime. Warriors with an 11-point lead, 35-24. Started out this game down 9-1. So if you do the math from there, it's a really nice run for the Warriors. About 34 to 15 from that point on for the Warriors as they really turned up the pressure on both ends of the floor. And what we talked about last night where they really struggled in that game against Blanchette is when they got out of their offensive rhythm and lost their patience and tried to force things to happen that weren't there. Tonight, haven't seen very much of that at all. Almost every time down, they've been patient on the offensive end and defensively really scrambling, good energy, and a good job on the boards. Not easy to rebound out of a zone defense, but they've done a good job all night of cleaning up the glass and not giving a bunch of second-chance opportunities to the Tigers. And on the other end of the floor, Warriors have gotten quite a few offensive rebounds that have led to second-chance opportunities. leading the way for the Warriors in the first half. Three players with 8 points, Jason Nelson, Kodiak Yeager, and Tyler Parr. So excellent balance there. 4 points each for Wharton White, three for Blake. So that's got to make Coach Nelson just absolutely ecstatic that the Warriors would have that kind of balance. And what that shows you, everybody getting involved doing the in the parts of the game that are theirs. Parr hitting the spot-up jumpers from the three-point line, as well as taking the one at the foul line when nobody picked him up. Staying within himself, not trying to do too much. Yeager getting all of his points inside and at the foul line, right where you'd like to see him. Nelson with a couple of threes and a putback basket for two. Wart doing his damage right around the rim. And Sam White and Zach Blake not being relied on to score a ton of points, but they're keeping that ball moving and they're penetrating and finding the open guy. The classic example of that was Tyler Parr's second three-pointer, where after about four or five passes, it was Sam White, penetrated in from the left wing, drew that, and he went towards the baseline, which drew the bottom of that 2-3 zone towards him. And then he kicked it out to Parr, who's standing all by himself in the left corner for a spot-up three-pointer. And Tyler's going to make a pretty high percentage of spot-up threes. And so that's a kind of an encapsulation of what went right for the Warriors in the first half. And not a lot went wrong. I mean, really, Taft jumped out, hit a couple of threes right out of the gate. We're up 6-0, then got up to 9-1. And the Warriors just kept playing their game. And, you know, guys are going to cool off. Nobody's going to shoot that like that for an entire game, and you just have to stay patient, keep an eye on that clock, and realize there's a long ways to go, and just stay within yourself. And that's what they did really there in that first half. All right, we're going to take a break for a couple of minutes here and come back and get you set up for the second half. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Enjoy a couple of messages here from our generous sponsors. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Sorry about that. I would have been back on quicker. We had a little accident, and somebody turned their ankle here, and I had to go down and kind of help them a little bit. Warriors get a steal, though, right out of there. Blake deflects to White, takes it in, and scores! Sammy White with the first basket of the second half. Warriors go up 37-24 as they pick up their pressure here a little bit, giving a little different defensive look out of this 2-3 zone. They trap out of that right away. Left corner, King for three, no good. Yeager high for the board. Kodiak brings it up himself, flips it over to Blake, left side, goes baseline, takes it in, and misses that shot. Really a tough shot, and then Yeager's going to get an over-the-back call there. 7:21 to go, third quarter. Okay, so all honesty, it was my wife who rolled her ankle on the stairs over here as she was getting ready to leave. The last stair caught her foot, rolled her ankle, went down hard, and I had to go down and make sure she was okay. And they got her some ice, and I think she'll be all right. But she's not happy about being the center of attention, A, and B, not being able to leave when she wanted to leave. She had to go run an errand, and not going to make it to that errand right now. Warriors really extending kind of a 1-2-2 look here. Confusing a little bit. They get it inside. Fisher misses. Blake with the rebound. Gets tied up by Fisher. Blake pulls away, looks at the official, says, how about a call? Blake with it, swings it to Yeager, or to Parr. Parr for three, short on that one. Had a good look there. Salisbury comes out of there with it. Pushes up. They kick it inside to Fisher, and he lays it up and in. Good effort there by Fisher to finish that one in traffic. Parr with it. Warriors up 37-26. Nelson back in the game here to start the second half. He went out with a little rolled ankle, got it taped up. Parr gets inside, 15-footer, knocks it down. That's the second time we've seen Tyler penetrate that zone and then pull up wisely right at the foul line and knock it in. Warriors up 13. DeMello swings it in the corner to King. They go mid-post. Then they go back out to King for three. No good. Blake with the weak side rebound. Blake ahead to White on the left side. Sammy with it. Crosses over on Salisbury, goes high post to Parr, almost lost it. Blake chases it down, goes right corner to Nelson. They go in low post. Yeager, turn around, fouled. He'll go to the line. Foul on Stemple. Nice ball movement by the Warriors. And what I see tonight is them really listening to Coach Nelson and doing what he's asking him to do. Really buying in hard tonight. You got to love it. Yeager bangs it around and drops it in. Kodiak had eight in the first half. That's his first one here in the second half. Second one, a little bit off there, and Fisher with the rebound. 3 out of 4 from the line so far tonight for Jaeger. So bounce pass, the drive. DeMello leaves it off the rim. Jaeger with the rebound. He leads the break again. Now he slows up, top of the key, leaves it for Blake. Blake backs it out. As they consistently run their offense. Jaeger, high post, back out to Blake. He'll pull up, take a spot up three. Good! Zach Blake with his first three of the night. He's got 6 in the game. Nice little inside-out game, and Bart Rothenberger needs a 30-second timeout here as the Warriors extend their lead to 17, 43, 26. And this is the best we've seen the Warriors run their offense all year. What I like about that against that zone is Blake went in. Blake went into the high post to Jaeger. Jaeger took a quick look. Blake changed his position on the three-point line when the defense turned their head, and then Jaeger went right back to him, and there was nobody on him. And we talk about this every once in a while, that in the era before the three-point line, you had to learn how to get open for shots differently, and because everything was zone defense back then. You rarely saw man-to-man unless it was you needed to really pressure the ball and create turnovers. A lot of zone defenses for most of the game, and you had to learn to reposition yourself so that the zone defender didn't know where you were when they turned their head back to find you again. You changed positions. And so that was exactly what Blake did there, and that worked out perfectly. Salisbury on the right wing drives in. Tough shot up and under, and he draws the foul. Missed the shot. He is a dynamo, only about 5 feet, 7 inches maybe. They list him at 5'6", so maybe 5'5", I don't know. Not very tall, strong kid. Looks like a wrestler, kind of built that way, kind of very muscular, pound for pound, real strong, explosive athlete, very quick off the floor, good leaper, and able to really hang in the air for quite a while and readjust his shot. Hits the first free throw. That's his first point of the game. He's had probably 3 or 4 lay-ins roll off the rim as he hasn't been able to finish in traffic. Second one, no good. White high for the board. So Salisbury splits a pair. And with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter, Warriors up 43-27. White plays catch with Nelson out top. Now over to Parr on the left wing. High post, Jaeger dribbles towards the baseline, finds a cutting. Nelson pulls up, misses the little 8-footer. He could have taken one more dribble, but I think his ankle might be bothering him a little bit. I think he would have just elevated on that. At the other end, White affects the shot by DeMello. Jaeger ends up with it. Salisbury with a steal. Salisbury in the open court. White catches up with him, hangs, and Salisbury lays it in. Jaeger trying to do a little too much dribbling there. Got to give that up to the point guard and let them handle it. Blake, Warriors up 14. High post, Jaeger steps back, 15-footer. Good! Boy, he likes that shot. Kodiak Jaeger, the master of the mid-range, and knocks it down. High post, Fisher goes down to King in the left corner. Back out to DeMello, swing it over to Salisbury in the right wing. Looking for a pop out, not there. Now they find Stemple for three, good. Can't leave Stemple alone, you got to find him. That's his fourth three of the game, he has 14 now. White, the right wing, Warriors up 13. Sammy goes high post to Jaeger. Cross court pass to Blake. He drives baseline, hangs in the air, and lays it in. Looked like he was going to pass the ball out and then just twisted in the air and created a shot for himself. He has 5 in the quarter, 8 in the game. King down low out to Stemple. Salisbury, right angle 3, no good. Nelson with the rebound. I'd say leave anybody except Stemple, make somebody else beat you. Blake, left angle 3, quick shot, good. Zach Blake starting to heat up now. 8 in the quarter, 11 in the game for Zach. Coming to life offensively. When he does, it really changes how you play his own defense. Stemple in the high post. Turns. No good. He tips it. Nelson gets the rebound. Nelson in the open floor. 3-on-2 if they hurry. Leaves it out for Blake in the left corner. Blake goes baseline. Takes it all the way in. Reverse lay-in. Draws the contact. He'll go to the line for 2. We're going to get a substitution coming into the game. It's going to be number 5, Michael Duncan, the 5'9 junior sharpshooter. The Warriors up 18, and Blake at the foul line hits the first. 12 in the game for Zach. He'll have one more. Duncan in and Nelson out. And I think Jason was ready to be done for the night if he didn't need him. The ankle is sore, taped up, and he'd probably like to give that a break for a while. Second one by Blake, perfect. Zach, 3 out of 4 from the line tonight. And He has 10 points in this half already, 13 in the game. High post, Stemple kicks it up to Salisbury, swings it to Jones. Jones drives, pulls up. White had the steal. He didn't. Jones basically handed White the ball. White wasn't looking for a steal at all. He was just looking to guard, I think, Salisbury out in the corner, and went off of White's hands and out of bounds. 90% of the time, that's an easy steal. And if White had suspected there was going to be a pass, it would have been. Salisbury with it. Duncan on him, extending out this zone. Kind of a 2-1-2 zone now. As they bring up the mid-post game there. There's a missed jumper top of the key. Jones with the rebound. And his shot blocked by Wart. And then the ball knocked out of bounds by Yeager. Into the game, number 50, Hunter Bishop, 6'4", senior post. And Mary into the game. Alley-oop to Stemple. He misses. Wart with the rebound. Ahead to Blake. Blake couldn't get it to Duncan, so he slows it down, kicks it out on top. Yeager fakes the three, goes down low to Wart. Wart, his shot blocked by Bishop, and he's fouled. Wart will go to the line to shoot two. And Josh on that one, kind of jumping towards the basket, not really elevating high. And that's where you'd like to see him power that and go up high and then reach out towards the basket instead of jumping towards the basket and then reaching up. Just to give yourself a better delivery angle and even more importantly, to avoid the chance for Bishop, in this case, to block the shot. Wart hits the first. One more at the foul line. Missed a pair in the first half badly. Misses this one. So Josh struggling from the foul line tonight, one out of four. Warriors up 21, 53-32. King in the corner, Jones in the corner. There's a steal. Yeager just rips it away from Mary to Blake, back to Yeager. Fakes the bounce pass inside. They swing it around. White, top of the key. Sammy reading the zone here. It's a 2-3, it's kind of a 1-2-2 matchup zone. Blake throws it in the corner to Duncan, back to White, drives, gets in the lane, runs into Bishop, throws it up, can't make it, but he'll go to the line to shoot two. Coming into the game, Ray Darrington, the 6'9 junior, played the whole JV game, I think. Maybe he sat out a quarter that I didn't see. He was in there in the fourth quarter, I know. He's a pretty good shot blocker, and Sammy misses a free throw uncharacteristically. He is one out of three from the foul line tonight. Not like Sam at all. Get his rhythm going here again. He'll have another one. Pounds the ball hard on the floor a couple times and then misses a second one. And Wart battling Darrington, and the ball goes out of bounds off of Wart. So Sam White, uncharacteristically, one out of four from the foul line tonight. He hasn't taken a lot of shots from the field. He's just been running the offense, doing a great job. And clock wasn't running, and so they're adjusting the time here. Taft basketball. Salisbury with it. Looking against Yeager. 1-3-1 now for the Warriors. They go high post, back out to Salisbury, swings it right side to Mary. Mary looking for somebody. Drives right, goes baseline, lays it up and in. That's not the way the 1-3-1 is supposed to work there. It's supposed to let somebody drive from the upper right wing all the way, go baseline, and get to the basket. White out to Duncan. Duncan for three. Good! Michael Duncan can shoot the basketball. I called him a sharpshooter when he came in. He can flat out fill it up if he gets good looks. Inside, Darrington fouled by White, I think, on the baseline as he turned to go to the basket. Darrington is not unskilled. 6'9". Actually has a decent shooting touch, pretty good foul shooter from what I saw in the JV game, but he doesn't fit the system that Bart wants to run at the varsity level. Darrington makes the first foul shot. Darrington not particularly quick. He's not going to pop out, and everybody in Bart's offense has to be able to kind of pop out to the three-point line, take you off the dribble, be a threat out there. But Darrington makes a couple foul shots. I mean, you got to find a way to get this kid on the floor because he can be a game changer at the rim. 6'9", long arms, and he's a good shot blocker. If you lay the ball up soft, he's going to reject it. White in the corner, drives baseline, shovels it to Wart, comes back to White, gets knocked around in there. Sammy in the right corner out to Duncan, puts up a three from there. That one a little bit left. Didn't look like he was ready to shoot. Wart with a steal, though. Takes it in, shovels it to White. White on the baseline, knocks it down. And Darrington is down. I think he might have rolled an ankle in there. No, he didn't roll an ankle. Hard on his back, just took a hard fall in traffic. Sam White knocking down the little five-footer on the baseline. A good assist there by Josh Wart to find Sam. Josh was in traffic, and maybe he did roll an ankle. Darrington coming off the floor. Fisher coming on. So Darrington only playing about a minute there before he leaves the game. 38 seconds left to go. Third quarter. White out. McNulty into the game. Taft basketball. Warriors up 20. 56-36. What was a close game early. Taft had a lead. Warriors came back, made it a two-point lead after one, and it's been all Amity since then. Fisher goes down low to Jones. Ball fake, knocked away. They get Jaeger on a reach in a little late, but probably the right call. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. Second on Kodiak. Third on Kodiak. Both teams with four team fouls. 21 and a half seconds to go, third quarter. Salisbury tries to go low to Fisher. The ball rolls out to the wing. Fisher gets it to Mary. Mary throws it cross court. Down low on the baseline to Jones. Jones dribbles out hard away from the basket. Duncan up tight on him. Finds Salisbury cutting. Out to Mary. Mary left corner. Stemple for three. Air ball. McNulty ahead to Blake. Blake throws it to Duncan. They can't get it off before the buzzer. Just couldn't quite get it up the floor that quick. And so after three, the Warriors take that 11-point lead and extend it to 20, 56-36. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. McMinnville will be right back. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Start of the fourth quarter here from Amity High School, where the Warriors lead the Taft Tigers. And they've made an adjustment on the scoreboard. I thought it was 56-36. It's 58-36. So the Warriors double their lead from 11 to 22 during the third quarter. Excellent job by the Warriors. They came out and really ran their offense extremely well in that third quarter. And if they'll just stick to that, I think they can play with just about anybody. Blake with the ball. Warriors have it to start the fourth quarter. He drives, left side, gets all the way in, lays it up and in. Zach Blake taking advantage. The defense being a little soft there. He took it from the top of the key, kind of did a little banana dribble there, looped his way back to the basket and laid it up and in. Fisher, baseline, jumper, no good, par, battle in, ball loose, and Mary gets it. Drives, kicks it out in the corner to Jones. Jones to Stemple, out on top to Salisbury by the center circle. Salisbury. Back to Jones on the left wing. Jones drives in the mid-range there, goes baseline to Fisher. Back to Jones, pump fakes twice, steps through with the left arm, nothing there, and McNulty with the rebound. McNulty pushes hard up the floor. It's a three-on-two. Leaves it for Jaeger, and Salisbury with a good steal. Salisbury going the other way. It's a three-on-one. Bounce pass over to Jones. Parr gets over on him. Jones steps through, lays it up, no good, gets it again, puts it up, fouled. Tyler Parr riding his back there. Jones will go to the line. Jones about 5'10", 5'11", probably maybe 5'11". Good physical player inside there. Not afraid to mix it up. Did a good job getting a couple rebounds there and finding out a way to get to the foul line. Jones, first free throw, good. He's got five in the game. Yeah, Jason Nelson coming back. Going to get Jaeger a break, so I guess the ankle's okay. 7 minutes left to go in this one. That might be it for Kodiak tonight. Give him a nice long rest here. Misses the second one. Nelson with a rebound gets it to McNulty. Nice job of tight walk roping or tight rope walking, however you want to say that. The line there to save that. At the other end, Blake loses it on a drive. Jones with a steal to Stemple. Cross court to Mary. Mary drives, ball poked away, gets it back, lays it up and in. Logan Mary, 6'2 junior, a couple of driving baskets here in this quarter. Warriors need to settle down and run their offense. Nelson to Blake. Last time down, that wasn't their offense. That was just Zach trying to make something happen. Now he spins, hands off to McNulty. McNulty starts to drive, gets inside, puts up a tough shot, and lays it in. Nice shot by Joe McNulty. Little off balance, leaping leaner there for McNulty. Mary with it on the right wing, back out to Salisbury. Salisbury to Mary. takes a step down on the baseline. Pass knocked away. Stemple trying to get it to a cutting Fisher. McNulty with a steal ahead to Duncan. He'll back it out. Goes to Blake in the corner. Blake drives in. Gets inside. Misses the shot. Go to the line to shoot two. Zach Blake really took over this second half. Only had three in the first half. He has 12 in this half. He'll go to the line to try to add to that. Zach, when playing within himself, is a very tough cover. Great three-point shooter with excellent range out to about 24 feet, which means you got to come a long ways out on him when he has the ball, and he's a good ball handler. Misses the first free throw. He is 3 out of 5 from the foul line tonight. Duncan out, Wart back in. Michael Duncan did his job in there. Knocked down a three-pointer. 1 out of 2 from three-point range for Duncan. Second one by Blake. Perfect. Gets 1 out of 2. 13 and a half, 16 in the game for Blake. Salisbury, left corner, tipped away by Nelson, intended for number 11. That's Lucas Heineman into the game, 6 foot sophomore. Skinny little kid. They go to him again. It goes off his shoulder and out of bounds. So not ready to handle the pass there. Maybe a little nervous in a varsity game. And he's going to come out. That's a little dejected look there. But Bart's going to go down and talk to him. Jordan Hall coming into the game, 5'10", sophomore. Nelson to Blake on the left wing. High post to Wart. Wart squares up. Starts to drive. Spins. Gets right in there. Fisher blocks the shot. Parr steals it away from Fisher, though. Gets it out in the corner. Tyler D'd up out there by Stemple. Getting for a double dribble. I think that's the right call. He dribbled when he first got out there. And then he pivoted about 6 times, forgot he had dribbled. Salisbury brings it up. Swings it over to Hall. Hall on the left wing, back to Salisbury on the right wing. Salisbury, high post to Stemple, down low to Mary. Trapped there. Blake with a steal in the corner, saves it in. Oh, it goes off the hands of Parr, back to Stemple. He misses. Wart high for the rebound. Hands it off to Blake. Zach up the left side, looking for something inside. Crosses over, spins, shuffles it to Wart. Wart to McNulty in the right corner. Joe out on top to Nelson. Back to McNulty. Joe looking inside. It's not there. Takes a couple of dribbles. Crosses over. Goes back. Gets baseline. Pulls up. And they're going to get a foul on Wart as he throws Fisher to the ground inside. Josh not really sure how. He was just trying to get position in there. And Fisher went down hard. And they call the foul on Josh. Warriors back on defense, up 63-39. 4.5 minutes to go here in the game. Hall swings it over to Salisbury. Salisbury on the right angle, extended with it. Picks up his dribble, cross-court pass, throws it away. Blake interfering with his passing angle. I'm not sure what Salisbury said to Blake, but had Blake chuckling and Salisbury smirking. So nice to see guys competing hard against each other, but doing it with good attitudes. Always more fun to play that way and more fun to watch, too. Nelson down low with it. Turns, elevates, gives it to Wart. Reverse laying up and in. Nice job. Jason Nelson setting up the defense all the way. Jumped up like he was going to shoot. He had Josh Wart in his vision the whole way. Wart then takes the reverse laying, and Fisher was out of position to affect the shot. Wart now with 7 points in the game tonight. He's done a great job on the boards. Hall for three, no good. Blake had the rebound. Now he gets it back. Zach looking up the floor. Nothing there. Goes in the corner to Nelson. Nelson down low to Wart. Wart lays it up with the left hand and in. Fisher went for the steal and missed it. Wart with 9. Josh Wart, good hands down there and finished strong right at the rim. Would have liked to have seen him dunk that one, but he laid it up softly with the left hand and in. Mary drives baseline, triple team down there, kicks it out to Hall on the left wing. Out on top, Stemple for 3. He can shoot that, misses it though, and Parr with the rebound. He's knocked to the ground. That'll be on Mary. Just a loose ball foul. Mary going for the ball, and Parr grabbed it, and their hips collided, and he sent Parr flying. 3:17 to go in the fourth, 67-39. Warriors up big. Bishop going to come back in. They empty their bench. Trenton Fisher in, a 5'8 sophomore. Hunter Bishop back in, the 6'4 senior, along with Hall, Stemple, and Salisbury on the floor. into the game for the Warriors. Tristan Smith getting some time here the last 3 minutes. Wart baseline 15-footer buries it. Josh Wart gets in double figures with 11. Should have more than that, but he's 1-for-4 from the foul line. But other than that, Josh played a fantastic game. And the rest of the bench is going to come in, too, here in just a second. It's going to be Trevor Smith and Wes Streeter coming in. The next dead ball. Warriors up by 30. Nice big win for the Warriors tonight after starting out slow and Taft starting out hot. The Warriors have played fantastic. There's Parr with another rebound. He's got to have about 8 or so. He throws it ahead to Smith. Smith was tripped up in the open floor. Hall coming the other way. Crosses over, gets inside, blocked by Wart. Bishop gets the rebound, lays it up, and in. His first basket of the game. And a timeout taken by Coach Nelson so he can get his boys into the game. Nice job by the Warriors tonight. 2:20 left to go here in this one. My wife going to get helped out here. She's in quite a bit of pain. Derek Barnett being a gentleman, helping my wife out. Appreciate that. Limping pretty good. I get to hear about this injury all night now, Kimmy. We'll relive the whole fall, the trip, the stumble. But according to Mona, she did it gracefully. So that's the way. If you're going to get hurt, you want to look good doing it. That's the whole key. All right. Warriors on the floor with Wart, Smith, Streeter, and McNulty. Darrington back into the game after he rolled his ankle. He matches up with Wart inside. Wart giving up about 3 inches in there. Streeter with the drive. Bounce pass out. Trevor Smith fakes. Gets to the mid-range. Pulls up. Looks good. No, a little off. Wart tips it to Streeter. Streeter misses the lay-in. And then Streeter gets a rebound on the baseline. Oh, he had a bunny there. Streeter pulls up for three. No good. Smith tips it. Rebound by... can't see who that is. Number 11, Heineman. They go out in the corner. Three-pointer for King. No good. Streeter with another rebound. He's already got two. Gets it to McNulty. Joel run the point here. McNulty carried the ball. They got him on that one. Kind of gives it a little shrug. Kind of, I think he knew he did it. Wart out, Hatch in. Nice game for Josh Wart tonight. He gets a good round of applause. 1:44 left to go, fourth quarter. Warriors up 69-41 against Taft. Number 24, that's Fisher with it. Swings it over the left side to King. They go mid-range to Darrington. Lays it up and in. Darrington keeping that ball high. Somebody's actually taught him to play pretty well. He's not the most athletic kid, but he fundamentally, he's pretty sound. There's a drive by Smith on the baseline. Lays it up off the glass and in. That was Trevor Smith with the basket. Hunter swings it to King. Knocked away by Smith and out of bounds. Got both Smiths in the game, Trevor and Tristan. That's Trevor making the basket and the deflection. Inbound on the baseline into Darrington. Goes mid-post. Bishop turns and knocks it down. Nobody guarding Hunter Bishop from 6 feet away. Just turns and flips it up and in. Minute to go here. Hatch, left corner three. Looks good. It is! Brian Hatch gets in the scorebook as he buries the three-pointer from the left corner. Nice job by number 24. Makes it a 74-45 win. High post, Darrington goes between his legs. He battles for it, though, but McNulty comes out of there with it. Joe pushes up the middle of the floor. King bumps him. McNulty to Smith. Trevor for three. No good. And the rebound pulled out of there by King. 35 seconds to go. King by the Warrior head. Gives it up to 24. That's Fisher. High post, Darrington, baseline, King, no good. Darrington with the rebound, puts it up, no good. He's fouled by Tristan Smith. So that's Smith's first foul, seventh team foul on the Warriors. 22 and a half seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Warriors with a big win tonight, up 29. Darrington to the line, makes the first one. When I say somebody's taught him well, fundamentally, Darrington's pretty sound. He's not particularly quick. He's not very strong. He really needs to get in the weight room before his senior year and get a lot stronger. Misses the second free throw. Tristan Smith high for the rebound. It's pulled out of his hands and out of bounds by Bishop. So Darrington, 3 out of 4 from the line now tonight. But Darrington could be a force if he got stronger, a little quicker, worked on some speed drills. Warriors will dribble it out here. 10 seconds and counting left to go in this one. Brian Hatch dribbling it. Darrington comes out on him. Gives it up to Smith. Trevor with the ball. And that's the game. Final score, Amity 74 and Taft 46. We'll be back with some final numbers after these messages. This is Amity Warrior Basketball. You're listening to KLYC McMinnville. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Good night for the Warriors. Girls win by 30, 50 to 20. The boys win, not to be outdone too much, win by just 28. Both coaches got to play deep into their benches there in the fourth quarter, which is nice for everybody here to be able to see that. And both teams improving in their league standings now. The Warriors coming into this game had just one league win against a loss to Sandingham Christian, Dayton, Willamine, and Horizon. So they were 1-4 coming in. They moved to 2-4. Need to make sure they get up into that top six by the end of the regular season so that they have a shot at districts. And tell you what, if the Warriors play a disciplined game of basketball where they run their offense and they are patient and don't try to force things even when they get down by a few buckets, they're a team that can beat anybody in this league. When they start going one-on-one and playing me-ball, then they're in trouble. So tonight, Warriors were led by Zach Blake with 16, and it was really Zach Blake in the third quarter just took the game over, had, I believe, 10 or 12 points there in the third. I didn't break it down by quarters, but he had 13 points in the second half all told. Josh Ward and Kodiak Yeager with 11 each, Tyler Parr with 10, Nelson and White with 8 apiece, Michael Duncan with 3, Brian Hatch with 3, and Trevor Smith, Joe McNulty, 2 each. Tigers were led by Jack Stemple with 14, but only 3 of those in the second half as the Warriors pull away and dominate, giving up just 10 points in the fourth and 22 points in the second half overall. So after giving up 13 in the first, the Warriors really clamped down. In fact, by quarter for Taft, it was 13, 11, 12, and 10. So great defensive effort for the Warriors tonight when you consider that 9 of those points in the first quarter came in the first 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes of the game. The Warriors have to be really pleased with their defensive effort. All right, that's it for tonight. Warriors will be home on Friday hosting Westside Christian. And so that'll wrap up the first half of the league schedule. So the Warriors, boys and girls, hoping to both put another W in the column on Friday. So if you can't be here for that game, make sure you are right here on the radio for all the play-by-play action. This is KLYC Radio McMinnville, and this is Jeff Clark signing off. Good night, everybody.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.